test for you guys to really see where you're at? I mean, this is hands down the best team that you've faced so far.
Yeah, it's early in the year, and you know, we know we want to come out of it with a win, head into the bye week with the right attitude, and you know, we know they're a good team. They're 2-0. They seem to reload, keep getting all these old vet guys to come in. They got a great coaching staff, so we got to be ready for anything. And, you know, to play there at their place, to come out of it with a W will be a big win for us.
Nick, how much is the problems with special teams yet kind of hurt the offense? And move the
well, you know, it doesn't hurt us. We still got to go out and move the ball. But, you know, anytime you can get a special teams return game to start getting you up there closer to the midfield, it just takes less first downs to get into scoring range. So, you know, they're going to improve. They're going to get it going. There's been – it's not like the whole units are terrible. It's just, you know, maybe one guy missing a block or not getting back far enough here and there. And we've had a couple looks where if that block is made, no one's talking about our return game. We're probably putting up points. They probably might – they might have scored more touchdowns than the offense if we get a couple blocks. So, you know, we got to definitely, you know, pick it up in that regard, though, because the field position is key.
Jake, recently you guys have
You know, just getting geared up for a big game. We know they're a good team. They're going to come with everything. So, you got to play well to beat these guys. And, you know, our coaches put us in a good position and do a good job of scouting these guys. And, you know, with these two coaches, it's like a chess match almost. But, you know, it's the players going out and making plays, and we've seemed to be able to make a little more plays than they have.
Jake, as a veteran quarterback in this league, how much can you appreciate what Tom Brady has been able to accomplish in his career?
Yeah, he's done a lot. I mean, to win all the Super Bowls and at such a young age and, you know, play at such a high level. He's a great quarterback. I love watching him play. You can learn a lot from how smooth he is in the pocket, and he's very accurate. So, you know, he's a guy that you can learn from. And he's a young guy, not young anymore, but, you know, he's definitely younger than a lot of guys in the league, and he's a good player. You know, we hope hopefully he won't be too dazzling on Sunday night.
Did you watch their 4-3
run? Yeah, saw a little bit of it. We've gotten a little of both from them, 3-4 and 4-3, so you got to be prepared for both, and you know, kind of wait and see how they're going to come out and play us, and then adjust.
Is that tough if you always kind of have to wait and see what he's
going
to do?
You know, you just get back to basic rules of football. I mean, if they show up and there's a man you're supposed to block, go hit him. And you might not have the exact right call, but you know, just play hard, go hit the guy. Then you know, our coaches always do a good job of seeing what they're giving us and making sure we're in the right calls, and you know, if we have to wait a couple plays or a series, you know, it can hurt you, but otherwise you just got to go out and know your rules and go through and play football. Well, that always helps. You know, that's not anything we're worried about. You know, we just got to start faster all together, you know, running the ball and throwing the ball, and if we can do that, you know, our offense showed some glimpses at the end of the game last week when we needed it, and hopefully that'll be enough to catapult us into this week. And, you know, we just got to keep working hard and you know, make those plays and go the extra mile, make sure all 11 guys are on the same page.
All defenses scheme against offenses specifically. Do you feel that the last two teams you played and what you might see for the rest of the season, that teams are not allowing you to roll out as much and make you feel as comfortable?
Yeah, you know, if you can take the boot game away, it's obviously a part of our offense we like to use. But there should be a way, if they're taking that away, that you should have some cutback lanes and the ability to run the ball better. So, you know, it's hit and miss. You know, I think a couple times early this year, teams have just guessed and sent a guy, you know, just blindly running out towards the keeper area where I'd be running out, or a reverse area. And if they guess right, they make a good play. If not, you know, we're running the ball and hopefully have a lane backside we can get to.
When a guy like Javon Walker says he wants the ball, are you – we're just throwing in an area and letting him go up and get it?
This is kind of what I did that last play. I mean, you know, he's shown, you know, why we got him here is go get the ball. And he made some big catches, and that one was, you know, the biggest one he's had yet, and hopefully there'll be more.
Jake,